Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another in a long series of weekly internet radio programs known as the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I am Mike. To my right, in the head of the table right now, not your typical spot. Does it feel weird?
Feels weird. I don't know how I like it because normally I'm sitting across from you and you don't look at me during the podcast and now you're staring at me and I feel awkward.
I do. I usually direct my focus at Paul, but he's not here. And so, I mean, that's the prime spot. In case anyone is wondering, Napier is in charge of the chat room this week.
So. Paul is not here and it has nothing to do with last week's episode at all. Just getting that out there.
Well, we don't know that. It might.
No, it definitely doesn't have anything to do.
But how do you know it doesn't?
His wife didn't murder him for talking about his cooking and whatnot?
Yeah, didn't do.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about because he was mad.
No, that it has nothing to do.
So Paul was mad and like he's taking the week off because he's mad?
No, because it has nothing to do with last week's episode.
How do you know that, though?
Because it doesn't.
How do you know? I mean, I didn't ask. He didn't tell me. He just...
Because it doesn't.
But it might.
No.
What happens
outside of here has nothing to do with what happens here.
We haven't gotten through introductions yet. Filling in for Paul this week, special guest host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
And this week we are streaming live via webcam on the website.
No, we don't have a webcam.
We don't have a website either.
Yeah, well, we can make shit up.
You're looking like kind of Amish right now. You got like a whole like your beard isn't like what a beard usually is. It's more of like a horseshoe under your chin.
Yeah,
but like a really grassy horseshoe.
And when you don't have any mustache, you got the farmer thing going.
Yeah,
on.
You've just got like a under your face wreath.
I'm preparing myself for St. Patrick's Day.
It is quite windy and blustery out. It is a blustery evening here in St. Louis.
It is.
I'm worried that the power might go out.
The power will be fine.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
This is 2013. I don't think wind will knock out power, hopefully.
Well, they're still out there on the line. I mean, there's not like any magical like underground wires.
Something came up in casual conversation on the Twitters earlier this week. Where somebody was talking mildly gay references about something or other. You know, fucking dudes, something. And a female replied that that is hot. And what I was wondering is you know how, you know, you like watching two broads make out with one another?
Yeah.
Do chicks get into dude-on-dude stuff?
No, I don't think they do.
I don't know. I guess that's something you need to ask the female listening audience.
Because I wouldn't think so, but then again, I mean, why do we like the ladies touching each other's doodads?
Well, we like boobs and vagina.
Yeah.
And more boobs and vaginas.
Chicks
cool.
like big meaty cocks.
Okay, well, how many chicks do you know that say,
wouldn't you enjoy watching two beefcakes like just go crazy on one another? Like if you were abroad and you were into that kind of stuff.
Okay, here's how you can tell. How many dudes do you know that they say, hey, the best thing in the world would be me with two chicks? how many chicks do you know that would say, you know what would be the best thing in the world? Two dudes railing me.
Well, I mean, but it happens.
You know, it happens.
You know what I'd do with $1 million? Two chicks at the same time.
Damn right.
I imagine that there's plenty of gay porn out there.
Yeah, but that's for gay dudes.
You don't think any broads go out and buy the gay porn?
I don't think too many.
Man, you know
what
the grossest thing about this porn is? The chick in it?
Well, lesbian porn is still guy porn.
I know.
And gay porn is still guy porn. It's still porn for dudes who like dudes.
Yeah. I just want to imagine a world where chicks are all like, ooh.
I need to correct Mr. Producer. There is never such a thing as unnecessary penetration, ever. It's always necessary. You will never find a time where it says, no, that shouldn't have happened. That penetration, complete accident. I'm sorry. That was my bad. It's all intended, and it's all necessary forever.
Oh, boy. So how was your week, buddy? Was it good?
It was okay. 3-day weekend, so.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Do you have stuff?
Yeah, I got stuff. So, we'll do some gun talk.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, now, do you know the stuff that's happening in New York right now with the, they have a magazine ban and, you know, a semi-automatic weapon ban that they've passed? Have you heard any, you're not looking like you've heard any of this. Okay, so New York passed a law. Any magazine over 8 rounds, you're not able to buy new. Any existing magazine that holds 10 or more, or over 10, if it holds over 10 rounds, you have to sell it. You have to get it out of the state. You can't own it anymore. If you own a magazine that's between 9 and 10 rounds, you can still own that magazine, but you can only load it to 8.
Oh, so you can still have it, but you can't put 2 more bullets in it?
No, you have to keep it to 8 rounds. And it has to be, it maxes out at 10. So if you have a 10-round magazine, you can still keep it, but you can only put 8 rounds in it.
So if you get in a shootout with the cops, they'll count how many bullets you fire at one time, and if it's over 8, they'll be really mad about it.
Yeah, and you're not
that's
allowed.
What you're saying?
Yeah, you're not allowed to reload either. That's against the rules.
Reloading?
Yeah, reloading is against the rules.
Huh?
No, just joking. They don't care if you reload.
So can we go back to the previous conversation for a second? In the chat room, there's talking about chicks getting tag team.
Very
whatever.
Lively bunch in the chat room today.
I don't believe that conversation actually got brought up because there's still chick in there. Are these dudes that are tag teaming this broad making out too? Because that's still not hot.
Drunk. I'm sorry. I must be a dope. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay, he was talking about.
You were talking about dude-on-dude stuff, right?
Right, right.
And that, now these broads in the chat room are talking about.
You shouldn't refer to our fans
ladies.
As broads.
If we're these referring to other broads, they're broads. If we're referring to these broads, they're ladies.
All right. Yeah. I apologize, okay. Ladies. Anyway, so they're talking about getting tag teamed, which there's still chick in here. We were still strictly talking about dude-on-dude, correct?
Right.
So,
well, that went
usually,
over into.
Usually,
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, and this might fag me out a little bit, but I'm not really that into lesbian.
No, porn. That's fine. I get that.
I typically just skip it. But, I enjoy looking at a good-looking naked broad, but I much prefer seeing her like somehow interacting with a cock.
Right, but still, in the tag team, the two dudes aren't making out. Like right. That doesn't happen.
No, when chicks tag team, they can make out. That's cool.
Right.
But when two dudes tag team a chick, they can't make out. That's not cool. And their balls can't touch. Like ladies' boobies, they can touch anything they want. They can touch other boobs. You can put them on top of each other like a vagina sandwich. And then just rail in between them.
Drunk, you interrupted Napier's gun talk. He had a lot. And right in the middle of it, he was in the middle of telling us about
how there's
10 rounds in a magazine, but you can only put 8 in there.
Yeah, sorry, Napier.
Now this is me explaining.
I'll probably interrupt you again in about 4.5 minutes.
So. Well, give me a timer at least so I can back. Go ahead. So, this isn't a part of it. This I'm explaining what's going into all this. New York does that ban. They fuck up the wording of it. And they said any guns. All guns. That includes the police's guns. And everybody, all guns. So they outlawed all these police and sheriffs and all their guns. So that they couldn't own them. Well, they said, okay, we're going to hold off for a little bit. And then we're going to rewrite it so that the police, they can own their guns. But the regular people, they can't own their guns. That the police and the sheriff, everybody else, those state agencies, they're allowed those guns and those magazines. Well, there's a movement now within the gun community. A bunch of retailers, manufacturers, they're going to stop selling anything to New York, California, I think Massachusetts. They're imposing a self ban even on their police officers that are allowed to own these things, because they're saying, well, if the police are allowed to own it, why can't everybody else own it? Unless you're at war with your local constituents, why do you need these things that you're saying everybody else doesn't need because they're weapons of war?
Do you know what's funny about this show?
What's that?
When Napier like goes on a thing like this, when I listen back to the show, it's the first time I hear it. It really is. I'm serious, because like when any of you talk, like any of you say anything,
yeah,
I'm really just sitting here waiting for you to stop talking so that I can talk more.
That's because you're a sociopath.
This is not a conversation. It really isn't. This is really just me waiting to talk more.
That's because you're a sociopath.
I think so.
So do you wish you were doing the show solo?
No, I don't. I need you guys to like fill spaces while I figure out what I'm going to talk about.
While you fiddle around with your iPad and whatnot.
Right, yeah. But no, I didn't hear anything you just said. I'm sure when I listen back to it on the podcast, it'll be very interesting. But I can't focus on anything beyond what I'm going to talk about next.
So do you listen when a question is delivered at you?
I got a question for you.
I guess you're, obviously a no.
Who cut your hair?
I haven't gotten a haircut in a while.
Then why is your sideburn all messed up?
Because I probably shaved poorly.
You shaved incredibly poorly. It's like hanging into your ear.
You know, was it last week that you were late because you were taking a nap, or was it 2 weeks ago?
Last week I was taking a
nap. Well, it was funny because when you called me, I thought you said you were taking a bath.
Which would have been epic.
And it would have been awesome. And it reminded me instantly of me telling the story about your bathtub.
What's wrong with my
bathtub?
But
then when you came in, you told me you were taking a nap, and then it killed the whole thing. But do you remember? Did you ever get your shower fixed?
No. It has been broken for almost
20 years.
Almost 20 years now.
At some point, and I'm sure I've told this story at least once.
No, you haven't.
I've had to have told this story at some point. At some point, something happened to the shower at the Napier house. This was 20 years ago.
Okay.
Something happened to the shower at the Napier house. And Napier's mom thought, fuck paying a plumber, I'm going to fix this myself. Stop me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
Breaks open the wall with a sledgehammer.
No, it was just a regular hammer.
She's going to get into that wall. She's going to see what the problem is. She's going to fix it. Realized it was too complicated to fix. Covered it up with a trash bag, and they've been taking baths for 20 fucking years.
No,
baths. So everybody in her house takes a bath all the time?
Yes, but it wasn't a trash bag.
Oh, my.
It wasn't a trash bag.
Industrial plastic.
No, it's not. It was a towel.
It's a towel?
It's a towel.
The hole in your wall in your bathtub is covered up with a towel.
Yeah.
So you haven't showered in like 20 years.
Napier takes baths.
No, I take showers all the time when I'm at somebody else's house or I'm on the road somewhere.
Napier, buddy, I have two showers here that work just fine. If you ever want to come over and take a shower, it's free for you, buddy. Bring your own shampoo, though.
Let me
trade
you.
And your own soap, because if you leave hairs or something on my soap, I'm going to be grossed
you
out.
You still use bar soap?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. I have both. It just depends on, you know, if I want to get out the whole
the whole spongy deal and do the whole thing, or if I just want to do like the three main parts, you know, like face and asshole and armpits, and then call it a day.
But I still prefer the liquid soap.
I do too, but when I when I'm in a hurry, I just use the bar real quick and, you know, get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So, interrupted gun talk again. You weren't even listening. Just interrupted gun talk.
I just think of you sitting in the bathtub looking up at the hole in your wall and thinking to yourself,
"No, I don't look.
Man, I wish I could stand." Or is it laziness because you enjoy taking baths and feel if you had the shower you wouldn't, or what's the deal?
It's literally been there so long I don't remember having it.
Awesome if you just used a bucket. And just, like, in the 50s.
You go out in the backyard and hose each other off.
Yeah, like in one of those giant tubs on the like there's a fire underneath it to keep it warm.
Do you have a little ducky? Tell me you have a ducky. You have to have a ducky.
Oh, yeah. If you're taking a bath every day for 20 years, you have to have a ducky.
My ducky, aunt.
You're the one.
My aunt got me this axe you make shower time, like, scrub shit. And it came with a little axe duck. So I have a little axe product duck.
That floats around in your bath with you?
No, it's in my it's in the little packaging it came with because I never took it out. But I mean, I've got a little rubber duck, yes.
So
hold on. So how long do you sit in the bath while you were taking a bath?
I don't know, 20 minutes or so.
So you wouldn't even have a shower curtain, because why would you even need one, right?
No, we got one.
Why would you have a shower curtain? You don't need it.
Well, there's no reason not to have it.
You don't have a shower.
He likes his
privacy. Yeah, but there's a bar there. There's a bar there, and a shower curtain goes on the bar.
So you've never pulled the shower curtain closed, though? So it's been hanging there, waiting to be closed all these years. The hooks are probably rusted.
No, they're plastic hooks.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we wash it every once in a while just to, you know, keep it not looking nasty.
Does your shower curtain have flowers on it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't really know what it looks like all the way.
Yeah.
Like, it's green, and it's got stuff on it, but it's been so long since I've actually, you know, brought it all the way out to look at it that I don't really remember.
I'm sorry, Napier. Continue with your gun talk.
At my old house?
This whole stuff. Okay. This is just shitty. We need to talk about gun stuff. Is why we're here.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's bring everybody else into the mix. Since you like to talk about you, we'll talk about you. What do you think of companies that won't sell firearms and firearm products to police officers in states where they've banned those products?
They banned just
for civilians
it to police officers?
No,
they have only sell it to police
officers. You can only sell it to police officers. You can't sell it to civilians.
Well, that's like that guy at that Army surplus store that wouldn't sell Paul a wand unless he was a police officer.
Well, in some of those places, it's illegal for people that aren't police officers to have them.
No, it wasn't like because he wasn't a police officer. It's because he didn't have his conceal and carry.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a concealed carry. In a lot of places, they include knives and ASP. It's the concealed carry weapons permit isn't just for guns, it's for anything.
So is the ball and chain, like Braveheart style, is that conceal and carry as well?
Can you conceal it?
I'm sure you could.
If you can't conceal it, no. If you can conceal
it. So you could just walk around with one of those things like all the time?
If you can conceal it.
What do you have to conceal it for?
Because it's a part of the.
Brandishing a weapon.
Fuck yeah, you're brandishing a weapon that's illegal.
No.
If you have a concealed carry,
who says it's a weapon? I could claim it as a toy.
I'm pretty sure if it's made out of metal spikes, it stops being a toy.
I could say it's a tool. I use this to drive spikes in the yard and whatnot.
Pretty sure the cops are going to want you to demonstrate that. And I guarantee you, I know a couple of them that would actually try to watch you fumble through this just to get their jollies off.
Yeah.
They will sit there like, that's not straight. I don't know. How many times a week do you do this? Oh, well then, obviously you should be better at it than this. I think he's lying.
Napier was talking to us about guns drunk.
I thought
Napier, you have the floor until the break.
I thought the ball and chain weapon was kind of
okay.
Like
so guns. You tell me, what is your opinion on it? Should companies not sell to police officers when they can't sell that same product to a civilian?
My opinion is irrelevant because it doesn't make a difference.
No, because your vote does count. There are things like this that will.
Do you actually believe that?
Yes.
That your vote counts?
Your vote does count.
That's cute.
Okay, let's say. You know all the time when people wonder why politicians get elected when they don't vote? Well, you didn't vote. When you don't vote, of course your opinion doesn't matter. You have, unless you vote, your opinion is meaningless. If you vote, you get a say. Your say might not win, but you get a say.
So do you.
If you beat off in the bathtub,
you have a bear in the cave.
I got this big crazy booger that I'm trying to get. There it is. I got it. I think.
If you beat off in the bathtub and like you're there laying in the water, and like you finish. Do you finish just in the water and then just lay in it, or do you try to?
No, it globs.
Send it elsewhere.
Not globs. It's like epoxy.
Oh,
actually, what he does is he gets the centrifugal force going and tries to like get it in with the. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the time, I try to skip it like rocks. Because the underside gets kind of hard, like right when it hits the water, it'll shoot up. I try at least get 3 skips out of it.
I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. You were saying?
So, your opinion, should gun companies not sell to states where their product is banned for civilian use?
Well, if a company has something that's banned for use, then it should be gone, right?
No, in some states, like let's say a company opens up in Missouri. Missouri has no laws against 30-round magazines. All they make is 30-round magazines. Well, they can sell to anybody in Missouri. In some states, you can't own those.
Yeah.
So let's say a police officer that's in California where you can't buy a 30-round magazine. They want a 30-round magazine for their rifle, for a pistol, for any reason. That company that makes those magazines says, no, you can't have it because civilians in your state can't have it. Do you agree with that?
All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in 7 or 8 minutes.
God damn it, Smalls. You're killing me.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family. All the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I don't think you're right for him. Look at what it might have been if you took a bus to Chinatown. I've been standing on Canal and Bowery she'd be standing next to me. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. And love. We need it now. Let's hope for some. 'Cause oh, we're bleeding out. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart.
That song was shitty. The people who were singing it looked like tools.
Shut your mouth.
Piss.
Remember the last time you sat in a coffee shop? Remember the music that was playing? Well, all that easy listening background music is exactly what we play on this show. Listen as we go through a delightful musical mixture that's sure to please, featuring music from a diverse assortment of genres, including jazz, smooth jazz, cocktail jazz, bossa nova, and light acoustic pop from a variety of upcoming and well-known artists. So come in and stay a while. There's a fresh cup of coffee with your name on it.
And you've been listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, call 309-740-1430 or reach us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
So, about 4 o'clock this afternoon, I realized I hadn't written anything down all week.
I thought that was supposed to be a secret.
Usually I keep notes throughout the week of things that I might want to talk about. But this was not one of those weeks, apparently. So I sent out a call to arms for our Twitter and Facebook friends asking, is it time to ask questions to Dr. Napier? And they responded, oh, did they respond? And I think the reason is because it's been so long since we've done this. They've had a lot of things that they need answered.
Yeah, you come up with something like once. Like, I wish Dr. Napier was here with me right now, and he could tell me what to do.
But they have to wait for the you know, the message that says, hey, it's time to do Dr. Napier, which really is code for Mike doesn't have anything to talk about, so do my show for me.
I would just like to point out that something that somebody said in the little chat, Mandy said, Amanda says that every time she hears any of the songs that I've done on the radio, they play at the same time in her head.
Oh, so the real version is forever ruined by
me.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are the song and vagina ruiner.
Yes. I will ruin that. I will just ruin that like your mom's vagina.
Right. So, we have questions. Do you want to do the song, Drunk?
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Yay! I'm not giving any names. I don't know what's a secret and what's not a secret anymore. So if you want credit for it, I'm sorry. But your question is getting answered, and that's what's important. Doctor-patient confidentiality. We had a variety of questions from several different people. Actually, there's probably enough that I could probably just do like a lightning round.
Okay, lightning round.
So, I mean, some of them might need more emphasis than others, but for the most part, we can probably breeze right through these. You ready?
Fuck yeah.
How many orgasms is too many?
3.
Why are...
in 1 day or 1 month? There's a difference.
So three a day, 30 a month?
Are we sprinting or are we running a mile here?
I would say... I didn't get any... You know, I would say in a day,
three
is usually
three
enough.
Max.
So 90 a month.
You go beyond 90
a month.
90 a month?
90 a month.
Well, that's okay. 3 a day, right?
Yeah, that's 3 a day.
Right. Why are boobs so enticing?
Because they're delicious, motherfucker.
You know, I've said this before, and I kind of go through phases with boobs where sometimes I'm just over boobs.
In order to get your... from the chat room.
I like boobs.
Read that one from the chat room.
I do. I like boobs. We're getting through them here, buddy. I'm okay. Still on boobs. You like boobs?
I thought we were lightning rounding.
Okay, answer the question.
I love boobs.
Drunk, read the question in the chat, and Napier will answer it.
My husband wants to ask Dr. Napier how he can get his foreskin back.
It depends on the size of his penis, but take something about the size of the penis and roll the skin over it and just kind of, you know, put some scotch tape on there. Let it, like, you know, adhere to the
let
cylindrical.
Let it live there for a while?
Yeah, leave it there for
let
a while.
Think about it.
It'll stretch. It'll keep stretching and then just keep rolling it back. You know, like those weirdos do at Hot Topic with those gaping holes in their earlobes? You're going to do that only with your penis skin. Eventually, you'll get enough penis skin back where it'll regrow foreskin.
Are you talking about those weird things when they get the really big earring in there?
Is that
ear?
A fact?
Yeah.
I hate that. It always freaks me out.
Yeah.
It just looked gross and icky, and it looks like it hurts, and I don't like it.
I want to find one of those dudes, one of the really big ones, and just take one of those, like, padlocks from high school, just snap it in there real quick and run away.
Yeah. I don't like it. You people that do that, I don't have anything against you, but stop it. It weirds me out. I don't like it. It looks like you have a nickel in your ear. I don't... It's you remember the National Geographics when they had the bowl in their mouth?
Yeah.
Those people were weird, too.
That's yeah,
the
they
same
were.
Thing. Don't do that. Stop it. Creeps me out. Okay. More questions. We're doing the lightning round. Are pop rocks safe to use during oral sex? Seems like it would cause an infection.
No. In fact, I have had this used on me
really?
Once or twice.
Wow.
Completely okay. Also, it does absolutely nothing for the blowjob. The blowjob is a blowjob, okay? The blowjob's awesome. Adding shit to it is like, oh, well, I appreciate the effort, but I'm getting a blowjob. I'm getting a blowjob. What so, more could I ask
so
for?
So you're saying blowjobs are fine, don't complicate it.
Yeah.
That's I agree with that.
It's
okay.
Like it's like a steak. Don't fuck with steak. Give me a steak. Put some garlic on it. Little pepper, little salt, perfectly fine. You don't have to put weird shit on it. I don't need pop rocks on my steak. Okay? Just give me my fucking steak. I get it. It's fun. It's popping all around. It's great. It's warm. But you know what? The steak was fine. Steak was perfectly okay.
Do men actually like vibrating cock rings or do women just think they do?
Some actually do. Some do just perfectly fine. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it in that it doesn't like feel good. It isn't like something that, you know, I'm like, whoa, this feels great on my cock. However, it does seem to kind of confuse my cock into lasting longer, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really...
I mean, like, basically, I'm going to splooge either way.
Yeah.
So if it's something that confuses my cock to give her an extra 28 seconds or so, then have at it, right?
Yeah.
But exactly. Do I like them? No.
No, it's not really. Unless your lady has like a huge vag and you're like you're screwing with the cock ring on, just screw. Just fuck. Put it in the vagina. Have yourself a blast. You don't need to enhance it with technology.
Another question submitted under Veil of Secrecy. Ooh. One of my best friends found porn from, I think, bestgore.com in her browser. History. Let me start over. Another question submitted under Veil of Secrecy. One of my friends found porn from bestgore.com in her browser history on a regular basis. So her husband has been looking at this a lot. Cause for concern, it is fucking gross. Don't look at that site, by the way. It's horrifying. It will give you nightmares. Okay, click. Bestgore.com. Are you familiar with this one? This seems like something you'd be into.
No, I've never heard of bestgore.com.
Incredibly graphic video, image, and movie galleries of blood. Bestgore is intended for adult audience. That means 18 and up. So it looks like it's some really fucked up shit. Why is there a puppy? I don't know. I don't think I should have clicked on that at all. I think they're coming for me, the Federales. It's bad. It's bad stuff.
I've heard of people looking at gore as a, like people, you know, will look at, you know, weird shit, but I don't think it's to masturbate to necessarily. They might just like looking at weird gore stuff. I've never heard of anybody masturbating to it.
No, it looks like it's porn. It's just like, oh, really
gore porn?
Porn. Yeah, like.
Oh, I thought you meant like those places that have like dead body shows or something like that.
As a man watches more and more pornography, things start to get a little stale. I mean, you can only watch so many people get fucked in their ass before you're like, okay, what else could I look at? You know, it's like watching E.T. like 70 times. Eventually, you're going to want to watch like Aliens or another movie, Independence Day, Predator. You're going to want to watch something a little bit more hardcore. I mean, you only stay 8 for so long. So would I be concerned? No. Yes. That stuff looks pretty fucked up.
Well, obviously, she has a lead on some new spanking videos. Like, spanky as in she can spank herself to them.
I've looked at some weird stuff, okay? I'm not proud of it. But if you know, Laura was to find it in my browser history, I would just say, look, sometimes I like to look at weird stuff. It wouldn't be there if nobody looked at it.
Yeah.
So did this segment turn into Ask Dr. Moore, too? Or?
I'm sorry. I had strong opinions on that.
First off, I would say if your man friend is looking at it to jerk off, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Unless he's asking you to join in, I'm pretty sure you have some weird stuff that he wouldn't like to masturbate to as well. But thankfully, though, most of those, like, gore places or Rail Abroad or Subway rape videos, most of those are, they're faked. They're not, like, real videos.
And they're sexy.
Yeah. So don't worry. They're actresses. You can probably hire them for your own version of it if you pay the bus fare. So... yeah, nobody gets hurt by it.
The next question already has a conclusion because it reminded me of something we did. You know, we don't recycle our stuff very often. It seems like we try to come up with new stuff, and we don't ever bring up our old stuff. And I think that we...
like on the show?
I think that we have enough new people now that we can just start doing all the stuff that we did 2 years ago, and nobody would ever know the difference.
Also, the stuff we did 2 years ago, some of them are gems, but I mean, they're hidden within that horrible sound quality
and
that rustling sound.
Yeah.
They were horrible
sounding. We've evolved. But anyway, I want to give you fair warning, and when you hear the question, you probably know where this is going to go. So don't be frightened, but it's going to happen. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
I'm going to read you the question. You're going to give your answer, and then I'm going to rehash old shit.
Okay.
Can a man sue a woman for stealing his sperm if she says she's on birth control and gets pregnant?
Probably no.
I think that if you splooge in abroad, that's you being stupid. You should never trust anyone ever with your splooge.
Probably, I'm going to say that's true 90% of the time, at least 90.
And drunk, this is before your time, but do you know that Napier does not trust anyone with his splooge?
I've heard rumor and innuendo.
Yes,
in fact, it is
my seed for me alone.
In fact, when Napier has sex with the ladies, typically when it's time to finish, he goes and finishes in a whole other room.
Yeah, I'll go to the bathroom and, like, dust it out.
That way, he doesn't have to be concerned about where his seed ends up.
Mm.
Because if it were to land in the wrong globule, there could be little Napiers that Napier didn't say, "Yay, I want one of those, but half my paycheck is gone."
My socks are full of my love.
Yeah.
I am covering the world in goo. Spreading my seed tonight. Look at it under a black light. I'll go finish in another room.
Don't look at me like that, Napier. I made this for you.
If
it's beautiful,
we all somehow die.
It's beautiful.
And aliens come from
we're
the
friends,
sky.
And I made you a song.
They won't pull my splooge from you. But maybe from a bathroom, theaters are a possibility too, or all of your houses. Coffee cups, wherever else. It's everywhere. You just never know. Where they will ever look. You just never know. Well, you were here. And so.
Was that it? Oh.
And I agree that we're having a lovely time. But if it all...
To hell with it, goddammit!
You broke it.
I broke it. I don't know what's going on.
Sound quality was awesome back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. So, I mean, that was a special love song I made for Napier and his... See, I mean, like, it's very rare that you have a friend that will make a love song tailored to your specific weird hang-ups.
No, it's awesome. I think more people should do more things like this.
I'm a good friend.
Thank you, friend.
I'm just trying to help you.
So what's
that? Well, it's not really putting me in the mood, if that's what you were trying to do.
It kind of was. But anyway, I have more.
Oh, you do say more?
Dr. Okay. Question. I mean, That's over. We finished that, you know. With the recent flu epidemic, would two flu shots from different sources make a difference?
Actually, no. The flu that is currently being the epidemic is not a part of the flu vaccine you normally get. So, therefore, it'll do you no good. So, you're fucked.
But if you get two, isn't that like double... Double dosing?
No.
So you have extra power?
No, the flu virus that is part of the epidemic is not has nothing to do with the flu vaccine you would get, no matter how many of them you got. So you can get a flu vaccine or you don't. It don't matter. You're just as vulnerable as everybody else, so get fucked.
And the last question for Ask Dr. Napier. With the McCready suicide today, if Obama tightens gun bans... What new ways to commit suicide does Dr. Napier suggest?
By
the way, it also spell corrected Napier to happier, which I think is funny. But anyway.
Excellent. Well, there's always sleeping pills, a car in your garage.
Don't you think you should like go out in a blaze of glory?
Yes. Shooting yourself in the head isn't really a blaze of glory.
Suicide, yeah, but it's messy. You know, it's exciting. It's cinematic. You know, if
Do you like suicide by police? Is that good?
Okay, here's what you do. You take a really sharp, like kind of like fine wire that can cut through meat, and that'll cut through cleanly. And what you do is you put your head in this, like you attach it to the ceiling. You keep this wire that'll easily cut through your throat and your spine, everything. It'll just cut right through it. You just keep that right there, and then you take super glue, put it in your hands, and then super glue your hands to your head. So you've got
this this string going through your neck, and you've got your hands super glued to your head, and then you just fall forward. Your head will be instantly cut off. Your hands will still be holding it. It'll look like you got so mad you ripped your own head off.
And that was Dr. Napier.
I've noticed a lot of podcasts lately have been using bumpers made by other podcasts to like say, hey, we're from blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And now you're listening to blah, blah, blah. And I figure, you know, since we're so goddamn, you know, social and popular and stuff, it's only a matter of time before people start asking us to do these. And so what I was thinking was just, you know, in our hour while we're here, we could just do like one blanket one.
But
that like we'll have silences in that they can add the name of their show, and like, and so like it'll be like, hey, it's Mike. You say and Napier
and Napier,
and you're listening to on, you know, if they have like a station they're on or something.
How about you and me do
that? And those guys are really funny, so you'll have a lot of fun. Neck, 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 neck.
How about this? We do like a blanket one. You know, like you get those little cards like from your boss that says, you did a great job, and then there's a underline and then just writes in your name. So what we do is we'll do,
that's what we just did.
And drunk can fill in the name so that it's obvious that drunk is filling in the name. Like it's, you know, it's in a different handwriting. It's in a different type of pen. Drunk will be our handwriting.
No, I think that we'll do one blanket one, and then when I'm just sitting here, I can, you know, Chester, our announcer?
Yeah.
I can just have Chester, our announcer, do all the rest of them. I'll have him do a whole bunch of them at one time.
We could do that, yeah.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to do one good, clean one here.
Okay.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Napier.
We're from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and you're listening to... See, that's good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
And they're funny, and you'll have a good time. Ha!
Remember to subscribe to them on Facebook.
Yeah, so they're there. Now that's off the list. Scratching it off, done.
I just want to say that there's been, you know, podcast for like 5 years. And
yeah.
I've been on one for, what, two or three?
Three.
Yeah, 3 years. I've just started listening to this podcast that I'm associated with.
Right.
I'm probably never going to listen to another one.
Really?
Yeah.
There's some that are okay. I could recommend some to you.
Which one?
Well, I'm not going to do it now.
Well,
I'll do it later.
Well, of the people who are in the chat room.
Well, there's one specific one in the chat room that I would definitely recommend.
Okay.
And a few others.
I've heard it once or twice.
Yeah.
She's pretty funny. She called Kim Jong-il Kim Jong-too. I almost lost my shit.
Drunk, you're catching up on the Furnacast, huh?
I am.
Good, great friend of the show. And yeah, we would probably do an actual bumper for them. You know, I'm not volunteering us or anything.
The,
you know,
one of their show that I listened to one of their shows. I don't know if it was a recent one or if it was one I just
And I don't want
on.
Her to be offended by you not listening to her show, because you don't listen to our show.
No, I don't even listen to our show. No, I force my friend to listen to it while I'm in the car with him. So that's how
did,
I...
Did he listen to last week's one when we were talking about you forcing him to listen to it?
Yeah, he
was
thought
that
it was
really awkward?
Yeah, he thought it was hilarious.
Was he like, ha, that isn't how it is at all. This is a lot of fun, Napier.
Well, it was...
You that, fucking that, asshole.
That, when that point came up, we were both stationed in between like two 18-wheelers, and I easily could have just veered off into one of them. Like, so what supportive comments do you have, friend? I hope they're good. There's nowhere for us to go.
You better rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
So the one Furnacast I listened to, they bring up vaginas like we bring up rape.
Yeah.
It was just vagina overload.
It's actually a really funny show.
I love vaginas. I think vaginas are funny.
Yeah.
If you've ever been down there giving one a kiss, I mean, hilarious.
So, Michael, have you seen in the news lately about that CEO of the company that hit the little child on the face during an airplane ride?
Yeah, he said, shut that little nigger kid up, and then slap the little black kid in the face.
Right in the face.
What?
Yeah. He got fired today.
Yeah, he got fired.
Who is this?
This was an old white dude
who
was the CEO.
Crotchety old white man.
He was the CEO of some airplane company.
And he used the N-word that they use for the coloreds?
Yeah, yes. And slapped this little 18-month-old right in the face.
An 18-month-old?
And he was only half black, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But he said that.
What was he the CEO of?
He wasn't a CEO. He was an executive.
Oh. For what?
Some airplane company.
He was on the airplane?
He was on the airplane.
Drunk as a skunk.
He was apparently not feeling well due to liquor, and then slapped a black kid while calling him a nigger. He was completely not feeling well. He was under stress of the environment that is our economy, and had to take it out on an 18-month-old child. 15,000 feet in the air where there was no escape.
You know, I feel weird and I feel weird about my relationship with the coloreds because I have no black friends. I haven't really had a black friend since high school. I had one black friend in high school, and he was dark as midnight, man. He was really black. So I got like as far as black friend points go, I mean, he was as dark as you could get. So he was a winner. He was the one you wanted. But I remember I knew this fellow was my friend because in the 10th grade. Now I was not a good chemistry student.
I would agree.
My father was a chemistry teacher. He had his master's. He was well respected in his district. He taught for, you know, 30-something, 40-something, I don't know how many fucking years. He taught for a really long time. And I went to a school in the same district. So, I mean, the chemistry teachers in my school knew who my dad was.
Yeah.
I will just say that. And they knew who I was. And so, I mean, I assume they probably were expecting, you know, me to come in and be pretty good at chemistry because, you know, my dad would help me with my homework and like, you know, I would take an interest in it because I sucked at chemistry.
I assume he had a science degree. He was a scientist, if you will.
I took 2 years, so I took 4 semesters of chemistry, and I never got higher than a D in chemistry. I was terrible at it. I was just awful. I had the teacher's books down in the basement. I had, like, you know, the teacher's books with all the answers in the back, and I still fucking got a D in chemistry. I was just awful at it. I was really bad at it.
You were in the same class as me for that that one science class?
That was
class.
A different science class, though. I did okay in that. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't chemistry.
I showed up to maybe one-third.
I'm telling a story about my black friend.
That had nothing to do with your black friend.
I'm getting there.
You were getting there through your failings?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Well, okay, let's just...
Okay, you tell your story. I'm sorry.
I showed up to one-third of the classes, and I still got a B. I got a B in that class. I'm so awesome.
Cool story, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for that. But anyway, so the first week of the second semester of my sophomore chemistry class, we watched a instructional video on wearing safety goggles.
Was it Roots?
No, it was on wearing safety goggles. And basically it was an hour long video where they would show situations where someone neglected to wear safety goggles and terrible things happened to their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So like they were playing racquetball and he bounced the ball off the wall, came back, hit him in the eye, his eye got fucked up. And the teacher prefaced the video by telling us this video at times can be kind of graphic and disturbing, and I just want you to know that, like, if that's going to bother you, you know, you can like wait out in the hall or something. And nobody waited out in the hall because, you know, we were fucking, because
don't be a fucking pussy. That's
why. Were fucking 15 something years old, you know, we can watch movies and stuff. Fuck you, you know, we've seen Jason Takes Manhattan. It's all the rage,
right?
So I'm watching this video, and I get about 10 minutes into it, and I realize all this is going to be is situations where people get their eyes hurt. Okay, I'll wear my fucking safety goggles. I got it. So I start doodling on my desk, and I'm fucking around, and I fall asleep in this chemistry class, and I fall asleep in a way to where I go backwards onto the person behind me's desk, as opposed to forward, like with my head down on my desk, like you're supposed to sleep in class.
Right, exactly.
I mean, by now I should have been a expert at sleeping in class. I'd done it enough, but in this particular instance, I went backwards. Well, the chick behind me wasn't too fond of me having my head in her face, and I was probably snoring and stuff. So she pushed me forward, but I went in a way to where I fell out of my desk onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so my teacher, whose name was Mr. Waters, I remember this, I woke up not when I hit the ground, but I woke up to Mr. Waters cradling my head in his lap. He had turned the lights on and turned off the video. The class had surrounded me in a circle. And Mr. Waters had my head in his lap and was yelling, "Mike! Mike! Mike, wake up, Mike!" And so I woke up and I looked around and everyone in the class was surrounding me except my black friend. My black friend wasn't there because when he had seen me fall out of my desk, he started screaming, "Mike's dead, Mike's dead, Mike's dead," and took off down the hallway. So he ran down the hallway screaming, "Mike's dead," the whole way. I was told this later that they heard him yelling all the way down the hallway, "Mike's dead, Mike's dead, Mike's dead." And so Mr. Waters took me out into the hallway, and he explained to me that I had just had a seizure due to the graphic images in the video, and someone had already gone and gotten the nurse, which turns out was my black friend Alan, and that they would be here soon. So the hallways at our school were very long. They were very long hallways.
Right.
We had a pretty big school, and I am sitting there, and he's urging me to stay seated because he's afraid that I'm going to stand up and have another seizure. And I see my black friend running with the overweight nurse down the hallway, and he has a wheelchair. And he's screaming, "Mike's dead," pushing the wheelchair down the hallway while the nurse is trying to catch up with him. And so, I stand up, and I was like, "Guys, I'm okay. I just fell asleep." And They insisted that I get in the wheelchair so that she could take me to the nurse's office and check me out. She took me to the kitchen, and I got free orange juice and crackers.
Nice.
I guess to get my...
Like you would if you gave blood that day.
Right, yeah. And my black friend hugged me, and he said he's glad that I'm not dead. That was the last time that I experienced true chocolate love.
So is that the only time you've ever had a seizure?
Yeah, and the nurse called my dad at school. My dad had to leave his class and come down and take a phone call about his son, and this is how the phone call went. The nurse said, "Your son had a seizure in class watching a video," and my dad said, "Ah, that idiot fell asleep," and hung up on the nurse. So, yeah,
I remember one year. I was asleep in class, and I was having me a good nap. You guys understand how gassy I am. I'm not sure our viewing audience understands the amount of farts that I put out, per minute. And I was in class. I was sleeping, having a good nap. I farted. I woke myself up. I looked around like, okay, who farted? And apparently, everybody was off doing their project. I was asleep at my desk. There was nobody in any of the other desks. It was just me alone farting and screaming, "Who farted?" That's all I got.
Napier's full of them tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking killing it dead.
Okay, so I got to ask you guys a question. Everybody here has at least had a beard at one point. The chin hair. When you have your chin hair, do you stroke your chin hair?
Oh, constantly.
Yeah, I do too. When I have the chin hair and I'm thinking about something,
usually I twist it.
Yeah, I will do this subconsciously. Like I'll just have the chin hair there and I'll.
I bite it actually.
I do that to my mustache.
Yeah, I like my top teeth. I bring down and kind of bite at it.
You mean at your soul patch?
Yeah.
No, that's your soul. You can't do that. That's a part of your soul.
That's what I do.
That's not that you're eating your own soul.
I'm eating my soul.
Shouldn't do that, sir.
Well, what do you think?
It's your day. I could go another hour, dude. Whatever you want. It's your show.
Do you want to talk about guns some more?
Well, then you'll just interrupt me.
Oh,
and then
speaking
I'll just
of guns. So
you never answered my goddamn question.
So at my old house, we had our shower curtain was made out of a map, right?
Yeah.
Of the world?
The map of the world had every country, had all the capitals.
Every country was a different color?
Yes.
So that you could differentiate.
And every time I took a shit, I memorized the world capitals.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at them.
Let's hear it.
Well, which country you want to know?
And just do all of them.
Oh, all of them. All 900, whatever.
Okay, Chile.
Oh, you threw it out.
Santiago.
Oh, that was an easy one. Let's go with the former Yugoslavia.
The former Yugoslavia is not on. It's probably Kiev.
Kiev.
Drunk.
What?
I want to make you look good, okay? And I go back after the live show and I edit out little flubs.
Yeah.
And so what I want you to do is I want you to get a clean Yugoslavia in there so that I can go back and put it in where you fucked that up just then.
A clean Yugoslavia in there.
I thought he said it just fine.
No, he fucked it up big time.
Really?
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It was terrible.
I think you have a hearing problem, sir. I heard that just fine.
Did you?
Say Yugoslavia.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Say Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia was not on the map.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that just fine. You're insane.
As it was current world map as opposed to 1980s world map.
Oh, look, it should have been there on the 1980s world map.
We have a reputation of excellence to uphold.
If he had a 1980s world map, it should have been on there.
I'm saying it was a 2008 or 9 world map and not a 1980s world map.
Oh, I thought you meant like this had been in your house forever.
No, it was when I lived with my two friends and we had bought that shower curtain exclusively for our new house.
Oh, well, damn. Well, shit. Well,
I think you
Snoogie
can...
Boogies?
I think you can come up with another suicide method better than the one you came up with.
The pulling your own head off one?
Yeah, I think you can do better than that.
I thought that was a good one.
Nah, I was disappointed in it. I was. I think you can do better.
Well, that took some effort. Okay, let's think of a good way to murder yourself. Okay.
Sticking your own hand up your ass and pulling out your intestines.
Tweet all of your friends just hanging by the rafters in this motel and then the hashtag YOLO.
Mike, you seem disappointed right now.
You don't seem very happy today.
Something got you down, buddy.
Maybe you're upset that you never answered my goddamn question.
Something ruining your ire.
My work has started a new program where they send like a talking point to the bosses.
Yeah.
And they say, this is what you need to say over and over and over again. And it gets worse every year. Like the thing that I have to hear for the whole year.
Yeah.
This year it is that 60% of sales customers say no 4 times before they say yes.
That's nothing. That's not really. I don't know who they paid for that, but that's like a common thing in sales. That every
it just seems rapey.
No. Statistics are made up.
When I had to sell shit, like that lawn care company that I had to work for some bullshit, that was one of the things that they said. Like, people are going to say no to you X amount of times before they say yes. And just because a person says no doesn't mean you stop. You stop when they hang up the phone. If they're still on the phone with you, they're still listening to you. That means you keep going. And if somebody said no to you and you hung up the phone, you'd be fired because you don't hang up the phone. The other person stops the conversation. If you stop the conversation, that means you're a failure and you don't have the balls to work in sales.
I don't think I'm cut out for sales, man.
No, neither am I. That's why I got out of it. Sales are full of horseshit. They're full of people who do nothing, but it's verbal rape. They get you to buy shit that you don't need. They know you don't need. They know their product is full of shit. But the fact is, most of those sales that are done over the phone, most of those people don't want it. Most of those people don't need it. They will eventually say yes. And you got to find those people.
I don't want to find them, though.
I just
want a job.
You just want to sit around and listen to podcasts
all day. I just want a job that I do a task. Like, I'll do a task. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to interact with customers. And I don't want to wear any more goddamn button-down denim shirts. I've been wearing fucking button-down denim shirts for 15 years. I'm tired of button-down denim shirts. I'm tired of name tags. I just want to do a thing. I want you to give me a big stack of something and say, put these somethings somewhere else. And then I want to do that. And then I want to go home.
What about
you want a data entry job then?
Yeah. I don't want to talk to people, and I don't want to wear name tags, and I don't want to wear denim shirts anymore.
So you're not into the physical labor either?
Physical labor to me
is
fine.
No, I'm fine with physical labor. I just want to do a thing. I want you to give me a thing to do, and I want to do that thing. And I don't want to talk to people. I just want to listen to the radio and do the thing.
I lift mattresses all day.
Yeah? I'm going to come work with you, drunk.
It's all right. Sometimes I have to talk to salespeople.
Oh, no, see, that's not what I want. That's not what
because
I want at all.
Salespeople are idiots.
Not only are they idiots.
And they don't
idiots,
know how to do their jobs.
They are jackasses. They are self-centered little pricks. Every last one of them, the only reason that they exist, they sell things. They are absolute shitbags, and other than them selling things, they have no use.
And they'll call me
they
with
can't
like
build a goddamn thing.
Some superiority complex over me. And I'll be like, "Yo, dude, if it's not for me, you're not selling this fucking $12,000 bed." So
yeah, they're not bringing it down there.
You better be nice, sir, or else this is not going to happen, and I'll screw your sales, which will screw your paycheck. So I do end up having the last little power over them, which is nice.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WEchoD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WEchoDix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WEchoDix. Join our board at WEchoDix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Because we like you.